You're listening to Morning Edition on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Chuck Hinman in Providence. The 2015 status report on hunger in Rhode Island is out today. It's an annual report from the Rhode Island Community Food Bank. And joining me this morning to take stock of the report's findings is Andrew Schiff, CEO of the Food Bank. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning.
So let me start with the headline on the first page of the report. Economic recovery provides little relief for low-income Rhode Islanders. I detect a bit of good news in there in the reference to an economic recovery, but it sounds like that recovery is not doing much for those worst off here in Rhode Island. Am I reading that right?
That's right. You know, we've all seen the unemployment rate come down. But what we're seeing at the level of food pantries and the people that we're helping, the need remains very, very high. People often ask me, things are getting better, folks are getting jobs, why is there still so much need? There's an important study that was done to look at what's called social capital. So that's the relationships that people have in their family, friends, and neighbors, and food insecurity and hunger. And one of the findings is that if you know someone who will lend you $50 in an emergency, you're much less likely to be food insecure. That's all it takes, is to have somebody who can help you out in an emergency. And I think since the recession, families don't have that extra $50. They certainly don't have it to lend to someone, a neighbor in need. And that's why so many people can't turn to family. They can't turn to friends, they can't turn to neighbors, they're turning to us. 60,000 people, Rhode Islanders, are served at food pantries. We're very, very concerned that this economic recovery is not reaching the people we serve.
I guess we see that in some of the economic reports, too. The low-wage earner is really not helped at all by what they're calling a sluggish recovery.
That's right. At the level of the family, you really see it. You can have adults in a family with kids employed. But if they're at low-wage jobs or part-time jobs when they really want full-time jobs, they're not earning enough to be able to pay all the bills and afford the food they need.
I'm speaking this morning with Andrew Schiff, CEO of the Rhode Island Community Food Bank. So who are the most vulnerable in the state?
Of the 60,000 people we serve, half are kids or seniors. And children and seniors are the ones who are most severely harmed by hunger. Poor nutrition leads to poor health and really undermines the investment that Rhode Island is making in improving health care. When kids aren't getting the nutrition they need, it's affecting their development, it's affecting their health at a very, very early age. And this has long-term consequences for their ability to learn, for their ability to eventually become productive adults.
Now, what are the programs that are working?
I think in some ways, what the report says overall is we can't just hope that an improving economy is going to make everything better. So for kids, there are these set of programs, child nutrition programs, school lunch, school breakfast, after-school meals, summer meals for kids that are working, that reach kids. We can make these programs even better. Same for senior adults. We talk about a great new program that's just come to Rhode Island to provide food to the most frail and isolated senior adults. These are programs we need to enhance to make sure that folks are getting the food they need.
What's the funding level for them? Is it improving? Are there problems there?
There are. Right now, Congress has been sitting on legislation to reauthorize the child nutrition programs, all those programs I was just talking about. We need Congress to act on that legislation, to reauthorize those programs, to move to improve and fund them. Preventing hunger and making sure that kids get the food they need is critical.
I've been speaking with Andrew Schiff, CEO of the Rhode Island Community Food Bank. Andrew, thanks for stopping by.
I'm glad to be here. Thanks for talking to me today.